In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're going to look at the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And if you look over the readings in general, I think you can see that the theme is welcoming the Word. Abraham welcoming the three who bear with them the word of promise about Sarah having a child. And then mysterious text in Colossians about filling up what's wanting to the sufferings of Christ. And then the gospel, where Mary and Martha welcome Jesus. But Mary's welcome is more profound because she's paying attention to Jesus. So we're going to look first then. Just reflect on what does it mean to welcome the Word. Every time I've been saying that to myself as I was getting ready, I think of a remark of Augustine. Men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. So that if that's our situation, we discriminate in welcoming the Word. If it's pleasant, we like it. If it's not, we reject it. But if that word is true, you see, it shares in the reality of Christ, and we can't do that. So how do we welcome the word? Well, one basic way is an honest examination of conscience every day. Going before the Lord and asking the Holy Spirit to show us where we've sinned so we can repent. The easiest way to do that, and this in a system of prayer that I like very much, this is the first step, to repent, because that's the first thing we do. And then we receive a word, and we praise God, and we intercede. And that can take an hour or more. Or it can be, the minimum would be a half hour. And for priests and those whose life is caught up in a good deal of service of others, a minimum equipment for survival is an hour of prayer, in that sort of a format or another. But we have to welcome the Word. That phrase of Augustine's, you see, we delighted when we're learning something, but we're rejecting it when the Word is accusing us. So how do we welcome the Word? Well, first, we have to seek out the Word. We have to take the time to read Scripture with an open heart, and so that whatever the Lord wants to say to us, we really take in. And that's a real discipline, because, as that quote of Augustine, we love the truth when it enlightens us. Oh, it's so delightful. But we hate it when it accuses us. We don't want that. But we don't grow unless we take in all the truth. The beautiful, the love of the Lord for us, His death, His resurrection, His plans for us, but also where He accuses us of sin. We'll never make progress if we don't welcome that word as well. So how does that work in practice, you see? Well, in our prayer time, where we go to welcome the word, the first thing we do is praise God. And just offer our praise. sometimes help, depending on where you are, to praise him orally, out loud. I love you, Jesus. I praise you for your generosity and your love, that you went to the cross to save us. And you took all that pain upon yourself, even abandonment by the Father, so that we could have an eternal life with you. And I bless you and I glorify you. Praise, you see? And I thank you. I thank you for all that you've done for me. I thank you that I'm still alive and have time to repent for my sins. I thank you that you sustain me with your blessed body and blood. We praise God. And then the second thing we do in welcoming the word is we look at go over our day. And some people just start early in the morning, and go over in their mind the day and just go slowly and think about it and see where we thank God for what he's done for us and where we repent for where we've sinned and we bring them to the Lord. See, this is the way we grow in self-knowledge. If I'm repenting for the same sin in the same way, 6 months down the road, there's something wrong. I'm not yielding my life to the Lord so that by his power I can change. I can't change, but I can accept change. I can love the word when it accuses me and allow it to come in, and I welcome it. And it brings me to repentance, and that brings me to freedom. And little by little, I'm free of that vice or habit or whatever it is. How? After a little while, we become sensitive to what we repent for. So the Holy Spirit, who's helping us pray, first, he shows us the sin after the fact. What you did yesterday in that situation was wrong, and we repent. After a while, he can show us that as we're doing it and stop us, and we repent. And then after a while, he can show us before it ever happens. As we're going over our day and praying what the day is going to bring, the Lord said, look, in that situation, you always lie. Or in that situation, you always eat too much. Or in that situation, your glances are not chaste. Be alert when you're in those situations that you're listening to me and that you're disciplined. Receive and welcome my word of warning. And so this repentance after the fact, repentance in the fact, and a preparedness welcoming before the fact. And the Holy Spirit will do this for us so that we're alert. And as the day goes on, we say, oh boy, am I ever glad you told me about this. I would have lied right through my teeth to get out of this problem. But since I knew it was going to happen and I was ready, I could acknowledge my fault and make up for what I've done wrong. Thank you. And in this situation, I could let my eyes wander. I'm very attracted to that person interiorly, and I could sin. So I'm so glad you told me about it before it happens, so that when I get into that situation, I will pray. Does this sound like it's preoccupying with sin? No. But it's eliminating sin, because sin is the only obstacle between us and being a saint. If we're identified with the Lord, then, you see, as we're going to see in the gospel, the Lord Christ has, in one way, suffered for all our sins, and in another, wants us to join him in that suffering, so that many more can come to know him and believe in him. And so you see, to welcome the word means in this prayer time, first, see, to go over the day with the Lord and just let the Holy Spirit show us. And as he does that, he will also show us, now this is what's going to happen today, be alert. That situation in which you sin is going to happen again, be alert. After we've examined our conscience, then we receive the Word. That is, we read the Word of God. And that Word of God will enter us, and the Lord will speak to us. And so the next 15 minutes is pondering that Word, not reading the whole time, but taking it in, so that it can work in us, change us, and fill us with awe. Just think, you know, reading any of the texts we have today, and learning what they mean, and accepting it, embracing the Word, you see? That's the second act of prayer, is to receive the Word, not only as a call to repentance, but now as a word of love and a word of enlightenment, you see? And now that we've done that, we can return the Word to the Lord in praise. And so we praise God after that. And now you say, those are the first three acts, right? We repent. We receive and rejoice. And then we receive the Word of God and let it be planted in our heart. The fourth way is intercession, letting the Holy Spirit, we don't know what to pray for as we ought, as Paul tells us. Let the Holy Spirit intercede and move us. We agree with that movement of the Holy Spirit and we pray. We'll be astonished how the Lord moves us, the Spirit moves us to pray. So these are what we do in that hour we have for prayer. See, first we repent for our sins. And then we listen to the Word. We take the Word in. Then we praise God. Then we intercede. Now if you look, those are the four acts of the first part of the Mass. They're not hard to remember. We get there and you know, we're there, the song and all the rest. And then finally, we examine our conscience, we ask forgiveness, and then we listen to the Word and praise. And that's what we do every day. And so, now some days, a friend of mine who was a very busy man, and then he knew he had to give more time to prayer, so he did. I hadn't seen him then for a few months. I said, well, how's it going? He says, you know, some days it's just like chewing concrete, but I keep at it. And he died a very holy man because he let the Lord transform him. So that's our first part, right? Welcoming the Word, welcoming what the Lord has to say to us, welcoming what where he shows us where to repent, welcoming him when we learn new things about him, his mother, the church, the Trinity, whatever he wants to instruct us. So that's what it means to welcome the Word every day. And let that Word find a home in us. That we do when we welcome that way. So that's the first act of, you know, and of how we enter into this welcoming of the Word. Now, we're going to start the readings where we are shown what it means to welcome the Word.